This is CliffCentral.com.
I'm quite interested to know that your publication now is about 40 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are people today who are your readers and possibly even in your cooperative who know no other type of being for your publication, right? They've just been in this seeing the very left of center headlines that you're putting there. So for them, there's nothing new. There's nothing fancy. It's a way of life that your publication
is. Even we changed a lot. For example, we have now all photos are color. And 10 years ago, we only had the front page color photo. Mm-hmm. And 20 years ago, no color photo at all. So things are changing as well.
So how has that millennium generation of reader distorted how your publications, reporting, and opinion pieces are?
I don't know whether you can talk about distortion, but I think the question has always been, what is a left paper? And in Germany, you can always ask, what is left? I mean, East Germany was supposed to be left, but on the other hand, East Germany was also quite conservative, or you had a socialist party being very conservative. Mm-hmm. And so this debate is always going on. So on the one hand, you might have a left structure, but is the content left? So there's always this debate. And we have been always from the more unorganized or spontaneous groups, and we were always hesitantly dealing with party politics or with party hierarchies. So we are more open. But nevertheless, of course, there's some leftist ideology, but also that is fluid or questionable. And so we think we have certain things we don't like. We are against racism, we are for global justice and these concerns. So this, I think, are our values, and the party things or what is left also comes second or third. But I think, for example, nowadays, especially the issue of racism and the issue of refugees and shelter and support and solidarity, they are very important. And they are also very important due to our own history, because there were times where Germans had to flee and were very happy if they were got exiled somewhere. So, but there's a debate, and there are many people who say, we don't care. And we think, no, we have to care, and it is our obligation. And on the other hand, of course, when you take in many people from other cultures, it creates problems, and that is normal. So you have to find a way how to deal with these problems in a non-racist or open way. And that is a big debate, and that debate has to be debated, but in a non-racist way. And at the moment, you see an upsurge of racism and a very difficult situation.
Definitely a very right-leaning mentality surging through the world. But again, you know, it seems to me that your organization has maintained its startup mentality. So you're still very agile like a startup, even though, and when organizations mature, like your organization has done, they tend to get burdensome with time.
I would agree. Yeah.
Because the people are older, the legacy system's in place, but you've managed to maintain a good balance of the startup mentality.
I would say to a certain extent. It's. I think we also have some of the problems.
How did you do that, though?
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, you are forced to do it because you have to rejuvenate all the time. Otherwise, you would die. And then, of course, we were, how to say, we had this brain drain. So people were moving on. So people developed themselves and developed skills and became good, and then they left. So you build up new people. So you, and I think the overall thing is to provide the space for creativity. So flat hierarchies, a lot of freedom, and a lot of innovative or creative thinking. You have to provide the space for that. And I think in that we are relatively good. So, though we have an editor-in-chief, but the editor-in-chief here, he cannot order me to do something. He has to convince me. So if I don't like it, I just don't do it, and I won't be kicked out. Okay, if every day I would just refuse to do something, then I will be kicked out. But if I shall write or do this and that, and I say, no, I don't do it, there's not much he or she can do. which is of course also can also be a problem. But in general, we have to be convinced, and we have the chance to discuss it and to voice our opinion. So if somebody says we should do it like this, and I totally reject it, I can say it, and then we discuss it. Of course, sometimes there's not enough time, so you have. Mostly our editor-in-chief is in a situation where there are two groups who cannot agree, and then he has to say, okay, we do this or we do that. And then afterwards, you can say, if it's a bigger conflict, you can say, okay, now in the evening, after production, we take the time, and then we discuss it. So, of course, you cannot, I mean, 5 minutes before the deadline, there's no time to discuss. You have just to finish the paper. So then you need somebody to just decide. And it's his or her responsibility. And if several times he decided stupidly, he will be kicked out. Yeah, so he also has a certain obligation and to reflect. But that's his. At the moment, we have a male editor-in-chief. We used to have a female editor-in-chief for many years. So, yeah. But in the end, you know, you have a say. If the production for that day is over, you can go to him or her, or with your adversary, you can say, okay, I want to discuss it again, because next day I don't want to be in that situation, and then you try to find a solution, and usually that works.
And then my last question around strategy. You spoke about you have an ideas team. You've got a team of people that come up with strategies of... things that you can do that create interest factors,
yes,
but also that bring in additional income streams.
Yes,
that is it a creative department? Is it just strategists?
No, that's an informal group, one from the CEOs, one from the marketing department, and one from the editorial board. So it's an informal group. And they came up with this stupid penis.
We love the war.
It's a big tourist attraction. I mean, you have around the corner, you have the Checkpoint Charlie. So many tourists go here, and they always stand there and make photos, and just one.
Speaking of it being a tourist attraction, how many of your co-op members are not from Berlin or not German?
The majority is not from Berlin. We have our highest percentage of readers per inhabitants. We have in the university town of Tübingen in the very south. Tübingen has about 100,000 inhabitants, and out of this we have 1,000 subscribers. So you can say 1% or so. It's 1% of the whole inhabitants are subscribers. In Berlin we have... I think 7,000 subscriptions, but we are 3.5 million.
Yeah.
So you see the ratio is much higher in Tübingen. And in the south is much more wealthy than the north of or the east of Germany, so there's more money. They can afford paying us. And the irony is that we have three editions, so the Berlin edition has the latest deadline, while that what they get in the south is always outdated. So nevertheless, we have more readers there.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sven.
This is CliffCentral.com.